This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Both sessions of Federal Parliament scheduled for yesterday postponed till today. Three more individuals arrested in connection with Lalita Nivas land scam. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat stresses liberal monetary policy for acceleration of economic activities, and US President Joe Biden in UK to meet UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles amid Ukraine concerns. Now the news in detail. Both sessions of the Federal Parliament have been postponed again. The session of the House of Representatives scheduled for 3 p.m. yesterday has been put off for special reason. Secretary General of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Dr. Bharatraj Gautam, said the meeting of the lower house of the Federal Parliament was set for 1 p.m. before it was rescheduled for 3 p.m. Speaker Devaraj Khemri rescheduled the meeting for 3 p.m. at the request of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand. Now, the next meeting of the House of Representatives has been rescheduled for 3 p.m. today. Meanwhile, the main opposition CPN-UML continued to obstruct the National Assembly yesterday as well over the Prime Minister's recent public statement in a book launching ceremony. With the obstruction, the schedule about the deliberations on the budget allocations to various ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat was affected. The National Assembly session has also been rescheduled for 11 a.m. today. Three more individuals have been arrested yesterday in connection with the Lalita Nivas land scam. Senior Superintendent of Police at the Central Investigation Bureau CIB of Nepal Police, Dinesh Acharya, said the arrestees are Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology Krishna Bahadur Raut, the then head of Samarjung Company Lokhari Kimiri, and Survey Officer Thruba Arial. Police arrested them on charge of their involvement in the embezzlement of land plots of Lalita Nivas. Secretary Raut has been alleged of preparing minutes to transfer government land ownership to individuals when he was a section officer at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Planning. Similarly, Kimiri has been charged of his reluctance to protect the government's land, while Arial was then deployed in the survey of the land plots there. The CIB has already arrested 9 individuals over the Lalita Nivas land scam. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Gajasrestha has said government will ensure justice to the victims of loan shark at any cost. Deputy Prime Minister Srestha reiterated that efforts to cater justice to usury victims would not stop. Deputy Prime Minister Srestha further made it clear that although the government had readied the bill to present in the parliament so that it would open a legal measure to book those imposing usury, bill did not advance. Nearly 25,000 complaints were lodged at the Probe Commission. Investigation into the complaints was begun. Among them, nearly 1,500 complaints were investigated and verdict issued in victims' favour. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat has stressed the need for a liberal monetary policy for the acceleration of economic activities. Addressing a program yesterday, the Finance Minister said the economy would be vibrant if the issue of policy rate was addressed during the determination of a monetary policy for the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat further insisted on the collaboration between the Finance Ministry and the Nepal Rashtra Bank to promote the nation's economy. The Finance Minister added that the government had aimed of achieving the target of 6% economic growth in the upcoming fiscal year. Members of the Public Account Committee of the House of Representatives have expressed concerns over stakeholders' negligence to implement the committee's decision. A meeting of the committee yesterday stressed that it was the responsibility of the committee to ensure the tax paid by people is fully utilized. In the meeting, senior-most member Rajendra Kumar KC presented the draft report of the committee's international working procedure. KC said it is not only the the negligence on the part of the government, but also the contempt of the sovereign parliament not to implement the committee's decisions and recommendations. The committee members demanded the committee summon the ministers to the meeting and encourage them to implement the committee's decisions. Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki says the appointment of justices will conclude soon. Talking to media persons at the Biratnagar airport yesterday, the Chief Justice stated that the meeting of the Judicial Council would conclude the appointment soon, saying that the council requires some restructuring. He stressed the need for the implementation of the report submitted by the committee. Chief of Koshi Province, Parshuram Khapung, has administered the oath of office and secrecy to three newly appointed ministers in the provincial government. The province chief administered oath to ministers Jivan Acharya, Rajendra Karki and Ramkumar Khatri at a ceremony held at the province chief's office in Biratnagar yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. US President Joe Biden has landed in the United Kingdom ahead of NATO summit in Lithuania later this week, which comes after several allies questioned his call to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. The UK and Canada are among those who voiced concern about supplying the bombs, which are widely banned because of the danger they pose to the civilians. According to BBC, the US says they are needed because Ukraine's weapon stocks are dwindling. On Monday, US President Joe Biden will meet UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The duo are expected to discuss various issues, including the war in Ukraine. While in the UK, US President Joe Biden will also meet King Charles for the first time since the king was crowned. Tunisia's president has rejected criticism of his government's treatment of black African refugees after hundreds were rounded up by authorities and left on the border with Libya. Tunisia's president Kais Saied said on Sunday the refugees were receiving human treatment stemming from what he called our values. Refugees, however, say they have been left to tackle the desert heat with little food or water. Tunisia, which is a major migration route to Europe, has come under criticism from right groups after authorities rounded up refugees and asylum seekers and expelled them to a remote buffer zone at the Tunisia's border with Libya. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province and Kandaki province and the Tarai regions of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the Koshi province, Kandaki province and Sudur Pashchim province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Both sessions of Federal Parliament settled for yesterday, postponed till today. Three more individuals arrested in connection with Lalitha Niwas land scam. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Math stresses liberal monetary policy for acceleration of economic activities. And US President Joe Biden in UK to meet UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles amid Ukraine concerns. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.